Today's daf is Vochim Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis Ashkechon. So the primary topic of Perek Dam Chatas is three halachos mentioned in the Torah and Parshas Sav, all regarding the Korban Chatas. The first is Dam Chatas Shinites Al HaBeged Ta'on Kibos. The second is a Korban Chatas that was cooked in a Kli Cheres Yishaver. The third is a carbon chatas that was cooked in a kli nechayshis, or as we saw in the Gemara, even a kli matris, ta'un merika v'shtifa. And we discussed some raid, and really the Mishnayis already gets into whether these halachas are exclusive to a carbon chatas, or whether these halachas relate to shar kachim as well. As it relates to dam chatas ta'un kibos, that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's only true for the carbon chatas. The oila, the asham, kachim kalim, the halacha is, there's no halacha of kibos. As it relates to the halacha merika v'shtifa, that's also a mefurish Mishnah. It's clear that it's not exclusive to the carbon chatas, it'd be true for all kachim. Achlekes tanoim, is it all kachim kadashim, or is it even all kachim kalim? But certainly not exclusive to a karban chatas. Where this gray area, and where it's a machlokes rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, is regarding the halacha of shviras klicheres. Is that true only for a karban chatas, like dam chatas shenites al habeged? Or is that like the halacha merika v'shtifa, which is true for all kachim? So maybe the halacha of shviras klicheres would be true for all kachim as well. Today's daf really picks up as a hemshach of yesterday's daf, discusses a fourth halacha, which is also mentioned in Parashat Tzav, also regarding the Karban Chatas. And that is, the Torah says, Kol ashe yiga bifsara yikdash. Literally, anything that touches the basar of a Karban Chatas, yikdash, would become kadosh. Stating that, the Gemara clarified, and Rashi brings it in Chumash and Parashat Tzav, that what it means is, anything that touches a Karban Chatas in a way where it was boileya from the Karban Chatas. So you have a piece of meat, for example, that now has in it a blia of a Karban Chatas. Yikdash, it becomes kadosh like the Chatas itself. So just like a Chatas has certain limitations, it could only be eaten in the Azara, it could only be eaten in the Yom Velayla, afterwards it's noiser, afterwards there's a Chayvi Krisos attached to it. So too, this piece of meat that was now boileya from the Karban Chatas is going to have the same aloch. Additionally, if the Chatas was possible, with halach is you're not allowed to eat kachim, that's possible. There's a loisa say, if somebody eats kachim, that's possible. If somebody would eat basar that has in it a blia of a chatas psula, it would be yikdash kamaya. It too would now become possible. The point is that anything that touches a karban chatas in a way where there's a blia, for that you need the Torah Shabbat Peh, yikdash, not it's merely and simply obtain some esoteric kedusha, but it gets the kedusha of the chatas itself. In other words, it's a pretty basic yerudeya halacha. As a matter of fact, a lot of these halachas are basic yerudeya halachas, right? The fact that you cook the carbon chatas on the klicheres yishaver, I mean, that seems to be yerudeya 101. There's no way to kasher a klicheres. Obviously, you're going to have to break it. Otherwise, you're going to have a bli of noiser. Why do you need a rambam shita in a discussion? It is true for shar kachim. It's not true for shar kachim. I mean, this is noiser. This is yerudeya 101. The fact that you need rika v'shnifa for klin chayshes and a klin mat would also seem to be your day of 101. And this halach as well, kolash yigib b'fsara, in a way where it's b'leia, the fact that we assume now that there's a bli of a karban chatas, these are all things that are discussed amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. We do what we do. Regardless, we pick it up on that note. So says the Gemara, as it relates to this last halacha of kol ha-sheyiga b'fsara yikdash, which although the Torah said by a karban chatas, we know is true not only for a karban chatas, it's just like the halacha of merika v'shtifa, which is not exclusive to a karban chatas. This too is not exclusive to a karban chatas. So says the Gemara, ashkech chatas, dimis kadesh, and how, in fact, do I know that this halacha is true for shar kachim as well? The Torah says, the Torah lumped all the different types of karbanos together in the same pasuk. And the reason the Torah did that was to teach me halachas that the Torah said by one, that they should apply by others as well. As if to say that there's a halacha that the Torah said by a carbon oila, but it's not exclusive to an oila. Because of this pasuk that brings them all together, there's a hekish, that's the one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Pahem that the Gemara is working with. So we say we're makish mincha to oila, chatas to oila, nasham to oila, miluim to oila, and shlamim to oila. And it says mincha, so we're makish everything to mincha, and chatas we're makish everything to chatas. It says the Gemara along with Din Braisa, which we're going to need one part, it says every oila, meaning all carbonos okish to oila. just like an oil needs a keli, afkal tuna kli. So to all kachim require a keli. Says they were my keli. What kind of keli are we talking about? Meaning, without this hekesh, I would have thought that the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash didn't have to be done with a keli. But being that I know oil needs a keli, and we're makish all kachim to oil, so I know all kachim need keli as well. What is this keli? Elam and Mizrak, are we talking about a kli sharis to do the Kabbalah? It's true the Torah mentions klisharis by a carbon oil, but not only by a carbon oil. The Torah says it by the shalmi tzibur as well, as the pasuk says vayikach Moshe chatzi adam v'yosem ba'agonis. Now the context of that pasuk are the carbonos that the Yidden brought at Har Sinai, and these are psukim that are mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? So if you ask a boy in yeshiva, where does it say the story of Maimon Har Sinai in the Torah? Say Parshas Yisroi. Everybody knows that. It's only partially true because there's the rest of the story of Maimed Har Sinai that's mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. And although Parshas Mishpatim comes after Parshas Yisroi, a muktam u'mu'ucha b'atayra. So there's a chelek of Maimed Har Sinai that's mentioned in Parshas Yisroi. That's the main part. That's Eres Hadibris. That's when you stand up during Kriyas HaTayra. You don't stand up and then the Parshas Mishpatim. You stand up in Parshas Yisroi. Because that's the ikar part of that's the Maimed Har Sinai. But at the same time, the Torah, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, goes back and completes the narrative of Maimon Har Sinai. One of the things the Torah says over there is that the Yidden brought karbanos. Vayishlach es narei bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilois. They brought oilois. When you're learning kachim, right, these psukim are very significant. Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'ashem parim. So they brought two types of karbanos. They brought oilois and they brought shlomim. Now these shlomims that the Yidden brought were obviously shalmei tzibur, because the entire tzibur brought it, which is interesting because we know there was only one type of shalmei tzibur that the Yidden brought l'dayrus, and that was the kifsei atzeres that the Yidden used to bring on Shavuos. So whenever you have the concept of a shalmei tzibur, there's only one type of shalmei tzibur. Rashi will usually speak it out, as he did in Zvachim Daf Talmud Aleph. There was one shalmei tzibur. The shalmei tzibur was the kifsei atzeres. That was true as it related l'dayrus, but there was hirasha. And this was an example of a shalmei tzibur that was a hirasha that was brought at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. So the Yidden brought oilois and they brought shlom. The next pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam, vayosem ba'agonos." Moshe Rabbeinu went and he did kabbalah. V'chatzi adam zorak al mizbeach, and then he took half of that dam and he spritzed it on the mizbeach. So what do you see from here? You see that the vayosem ba'agonos, which clearly teaches me that there's a mitzvah kabbalah and that the kabbalah has to be done with the klisharis. The Torah is saying with regards to both karbonos that are mentioned by Maimon Har Sinai, hen the oila, hen the shlomim. So you can't tell me that the reason the Torah mentioned oila in this pasuk is lahakashe le'av aloy melacha, that ma oila tuna kli av kol kachem tuna kli, because I don't need oila to know kli. I can learn kli from shlomim as well. Shalmei tzibur. Which shalmei tzibur? That shalmei tzibur that's mentioned Maimon Har Sinai, says the Gemara. Ela sakin. Maybe when it's we say that I need to learn from oila, I mean that this halach of klisharis, it doesn't mean klisharis for Kabbalah, but rather what it means is sakin. That in order to do the shechit of a carbon oil, it has to be done with a sakin. So too, the shechit of all kachim would have to be done with a sakin as well. In other words, this idea that shechit needs to be done with a sakin, that I only know from oil. How do I know by oil? It says vayishlach Avram es yodai, vayikach es amacheles. Avram Avinu took amacheles to after the akedah, and he shechted the ayel oil. Pasam oilahu, and we know that Ayla was an oila. So we know it was an oila, and we know he used the machelas. So you see clearly that an oila needs klisharis, not just for Kabbalah, but it needs klisharis for shchita as well. How do I know that for shar kachim? I know that from this hekish. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that what does it mean that oila is tuna kli lesakin? So the Rashi is on the top of Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, the second line. So Rashi is clear that when we say that shechita had to be done with a sakin, and when we're learning out from a hekish to oiva that all kachim had to be done with a sakin, all kachim had to be done with a kli, doesn't just mean an ordinary kli. It means a kli sharis. If you remember, we've spoken out raid on this. Taisus in the beginning of Perek Ezel Mekoyman is medayik that it's mashma, that the truth is that shechita did not have to be done with a kli sharis. The Mishnah says, Ezel Mekoyman shal zvachim, shechitasam b'tzafin. And then it says v'kibul dama b'klisharis b'tzafin. And Tosfos makes the diak. Why by kibul dama does it say b'klisharis, and why by shchita does it not say b'klisharis? It should have said either shchitasan b'klisharis v'kibul dama b'klisharis, or shchitasan and kibul dama. Shchitasan b'tzafin. No mention of Kli Sharis. When it comes to Kibul Dovah, it's Kibul Dovah but Kli Sharis Petzafa. So Tosfos says, he brings it from the Rimei or Lainish, that you don't need Kli Sharis. Kli Sharis means a keli that was used for Shirus. Shirus is just another way of saying Avoida. Shchita Lav Avoidi. Shchita is Ksher Bazar. An Isha could do Shchita. A Apostle could do Shchita. A Tomei could do Shchita. So it's for that reason it doesn't need Kli Sharis either. This Rashi is clearly not like Tosfos in the beginning of Perkei Zeh Mekoyim. It's really discussion and Rishonim throughout Shas, the Ritva and Chul and Daf Gimel. So it's a big nidoin, but here's a nice maramachim. Rashi, Zvachin, Tzadik, Chesam, and Aleph tucked away at the end of Perek Dam Chatas, where Rashi clearly says that Shechita had to be done with a Kli Sharis. Again, so you have a pasuk that's makish all the kachim together. Why did it say Oyla? Because Oyla teaches me that all Shechita, not just Oyla, all Shechita has to be done with a sakin, either Kli Sharis or not a Kli Sharis, but all Shechita had to be done with a sakin. Mincha, why did that pasuk mention Mincha? Because my Mincha in the Chalas, Oyla, just like Mincha is only allowed to be eaten by Koyhanim, and not only Koyhanim, male Koyhanim. Af kol in and acholim elo zichrei kahuna. So to all kachim can only be eaten by zichrei kuna. Mincha is kachi kadashim, right? All menachas for kachi kadashim. So even though by kachim ordinarily there's kachim kalim, there's kachi kadashim, a mincha we spoke at once from the kliyaker that who brought the carbon mincha? The ani. The carbon mincha was brought with lev. It was brought with hearts. It was brought the mesiris nefesh. And being that the mincha was brought the mesiris nefesh, the ani took the few prutas that he had, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash to give something to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Said that carbon is always going to be kodesh kadashim. The gvir's carbon, it depends. Rachman Olivabai, it depends on where his mind is. But for a gvir to write a check and bring a carbon is not such a kunz. For the ani, even though his carbon was of an inferior quality, but it comes with lev. And as a result, his carbon was always kachi kadashim. So the mincha is a kachi kadashim. It's only eaten by zcharim and only zichrei kohuna. So we learn from there that all kachi kadashim in an achalim elu the zichrei kohuna. The Gemara says, Mahi, what are we learning from mincha? Yichatas v'asham. Are we learning chatas v'asham? Right? You can't be learning oila because oila wasn't eaten. So there's only three options, really. Chatas, this asham and oila. Oila is out. Elamai chatas v'asham behedik sivu. But it says mafurish that the chatas v'asham, which is kachi kedashim, called zachar b'kayanim yechlerim. Yishal mei tzibur. Oh, you're going to tell me that there's another type of kachi kedashim. The shal mei tzibur. The shal mei tzibur, even though a shlomim ordinarily was kachi kalin, but the shal mei tzibur was treated like kachi kedashim. It was only eaten lezichrei kuhuna. But there, boom, mirbuy the cross. You have a different makar to tell me that it's eaten lezichrei kuhuna. It says b'kaydish kedashim teichlenu kol zachar yechal loisai. And from there, li made al shal mei tzibur she'enu chol lezichrei kuhuna. So again, why do I need a hekesh to mincha to tell me that just like mincha was eaten by zichrei kuhuna, so too all kachi kedashim are eaten by zichrei kuhuna? Which kachi kedashim would be marba? Chatas v'ashem, it's mefurish. The only other one is shalmi tzibur. Shalmi tzibur I have a drasha for. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, it's true, you found a braisa that has a makar. How I know that shalmi tzibur was only eaten by zichrei kuhuna? But this time the braisa has a different makar. Ika denafka le'meyacha. Vivka ika denafka le'meyacha. So moving along in the braisa, chatas. It says chatas in that pasuk. To be makish everything to a chatos. Why did it say chatos? That's what we need. Ma chatos miskadeshes bebalua. I've called miskadeshes bebalua. Just like by chatos, the Torah says koil ashe yiga bivsori yikdosh. That anything that touches a carbon chatos, it's by leia from the carbon chatos yikdosh kamaya. It's not only true by a carbon chatos; it's going to be true for other kachim as well. So just to pause for a minute and go back to the beginning of the daf, we started with a question: Ashkechon chatos the miskadeshes bebalua. Shar kachim inol. This is the answer right here. So this whole brisa, which is going to continue now. This whole brisa was brought for this one line. In the schus of this one line, we have this brisa. What we need is that the Torah mentions all their kachim together, one of which is a chatas, to be makish all karbonis to chatas. What are we learning out from chatas? This halacha. Koil asha yiga bivsara yikdash. The brisa continues, asham. Why does it mention asham? What do we learn? By all kachim from asham, ma asham, ain't shvir vishilya kadosh boy. I've called ain't shvir vishilya kadosh boy. Just like in asham, its womb and its amniotic sac and its fetus don't have any kedusha, so too all kachim, the uber and its ancillaries don't have kedusha as well. Now you want to know why an asham's uber doesn't have kedusha? Because Asham can't have an Uber. Asham had to be a Zachar. So being that an Asham was a Zachar, so it can't have an Uber. So obviously, there's no Shvir, there's no Shilya. It's not possible for there to be Kedusha. So we learn from Asham, says the Gemara, if that's the case, what comes out of this Braisa, Derech Aga, parenthetically? Two things. Number one, Kasab of Vlad is Kachim Abiyas and Yehink Tarshim. Because we know it's not true. The Vlad of a carbon is Kaddish. So what's this limud? The limud must mean that the kedusha is only chal after it's born. But while it's still inside the mother's womb, it's at that point that this halach is true, that there's not going to be kedusha. Number two, Vidan and Efsha Mishi Efsha. You see, from me, you could learn Efsha Mishi Efsha. Because at first glance, you would say, how could I learn a halacha about an Uber from a Zohar? You thought, a Zohar's Uber doesn't have Kedusha, so when a cave is Uber, shouldn't have Kedusha either. One is Efsha, one is E-Efsha. It's E-Efsha for a Zohar to have an Uber. So what kind of limud is that? Wouldn't you think that in order to learn something, it should have to be something that's mi'inyana? So you see from here, done in Efsha, Mishi Efsha. The Braisa continues. And the next carbon mentioned in the Pasuk was Miluim. The Miluim is referring to the special carbonists that were brought during the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Vayi Bayoi Mashmini, that was the Shmini Limaluim. And we learn from there, Ma Miluim Maisreim Misreifa, Vein Balichayim Bimaisreim. That although we know that noiser, leftover basar, had to be burnt, but it's only basar, meaning it's only after the shechita was done. You did the shechita, and now you have leftover basar. So the leftover basar, the Torah says, is noiser, you have to burn it. But let's say you have a leftover carbon. Let's say you were makdish a carbon, you set it aside, you thought you were going to be makrivit, and at the end of the day, you couldn't be makrivit. So do you have to burn that carbon? So the halacha is no. How do you know that? I know that from the Miluim, because by the Miluim, they didn't burn any leftover karbanas. Now, the reason they didn't burn any leftover karbanas, says Rashi, in his second reason, is because there were no leftover karbanas, just the way it was. There were no leftover karbanas. But again, bottom line, we're going to learn from there. And we're going to say that just like by the Miluim, there was no idea that if you had a leftover lebedig karban, burn it. What would be the precedence for that? Sreifas noiser. Maybe there's like a din noiser on a malchad. So you would have a hamamita, maybe that's what you should look. No, we learn from the miluim that ma miluim, the meisreim besreifa. But vein balichayim the meisreim, afko meisreim besreifa, vein balichayim the meisreifa. And finally, shlomim. What do we learn from shlomim? Pigol, ma shlomim, mefaglin umis paglin, afko mefaglin umis paglin. Just like the parish of pigol, which is mentioned twice in the Torah, but both times the Torah mentions the parish of pigol, the Torah mentions it by the carbon shlomim. So we say, Dumi Dishlamim, all kachim are going to have halacha pigol. What's mefaglin mispaglin? So mispaglin means the shlomim itself becomes pigol. If there was a machshava chutzazmani chutzamkayme, the shlomim itself becomes pigol. Mefaglin means that the nesachim that were brought together with the shlomim also became pigol. Which means that a machshavas pigol at the time that the kohen was doing the avodah with the carbon shlomim was mefagl something else. The nesachim that came with the shlomim. So it's mefaglin, the nesachim that came with the shlomim, it's mispaglin, the shlomim itself became. Bottom line is, this is the braisa. Dr. Gemara, the masnisa, tana mishved Rabbi Akiva. There was a braisa that was mentioned, the name Rabbi Akiva, that had a little bit of a different version of which halachas I learned out from these respective karbonis mentioned in this pasuk. It says mincha. We learn man mincha miskadeshes bibalua af kol miskadeshes bibalua. So the topic of this morning's daf, or at least the beginning of it, until it segues into 500 digressions, but as we'll see soon. But the primary topic of the daf is a pasuk. Kol ha sheyiga b'vsara yikdash. Now that pasuk of kol ha sheyiga b'vsara yikdash is actually mentioned twice in the Torah. It says it regarding the chatas, and it says it regarding the mincha as well. It's a pasuk in the Torah regarding the Karban Mincha. And Rabbi Akiva said that you want to know what we learned from Mincha? I learned this halacha. Ma Mincha miskadeshes bebalua. I've called miskadeshes bebalua. I don't learn it from Chatas, I learn it from Mincha. But then the Gemara says, Itzrach Mincha, Itzrach Chatas. So why did the Torah have to mention by Mincha and Chatas? So our Tana learned it from Chatas. Rabbi Akiva learned it from Mincha. Bottom line is, why do I need the pasuk by Mincha and by Chatas? So the Gemara says, because Mincha and Chatas are very different. One is a piece of meat, and the other one is something that's baked, something made out of a flour. So it says the Gemara, just based on the chemistry of the meat and of the mincha, there would have been a havamina, maybe it applies to one versus the other versus the one. It says, yes, I only had it by mincha, I would think the idea rechicha mifla, being that it's soft, it has more of a koyach to be mavliya and be boleya. Aval chatas emaloi, meat is different. Yes, mina chatas from the kara, meat is tougher. Aval mincha emaloi, either way, svar is lakan and lakan, why you would think it's only true for a mincha, only true for a chatas, that's why I need it for both. So Rabbi Akiva says that how do I know that the halach of kol ha-sheyiga b'vsara yikdash is true for all karbanas, not from chatas, like the brisa that we just brought, but rather it's learned out from mincha. Okay, so what then do I learn from chatas? Ma chatas ain't about lemon achulin. Just like chatas could only be brought from chulin, ubiyoyim, and chatas could only be brought during the day, ubiyoday hayimana. So when the kohen does the avodah with the carbon, chatas he had to do it with his rechta hand, with his right hand. Av kol ain't about lemon achulin. So to all kachem had to be brought from chulin, ubiyoyim had to be brought during the day, ubiyoday hayimana had to be brought with his right hand. What does it mean carbon could only be brought from chulin as opposed to maisa sheni? So maisa sheni, you can't take your maisa sheni and turn it into a carbon. Says the Gemara of Chatas Minol. How do I know these halachas by Chatas? Amar Rav Chizda Amar Kro. It says Vehikra V'Haron as Parah Chatas Ashaloi. And this is referring to the Parah that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. And it said it has to be Mishaloi. And we learn from there two things. V'lo Mishal Tzibor. It couldn't be from the Tzibor. It had to be his own hard-earned money. V'lo Mishal Meiser. Additionally, he couldn't use Meiser money. So that's a Chatas, that Parah. So you see that a Chatas has to be Mishal. Not Mishal Meiser, so too I learned from there that all kachim is the same thing. So what were the three things Rabbi Akiva said we learned from Chatos? Number one, you can't use Meiser money, it had to be Menachulin. Number two, it had to be B'yoyim. And number three, B'yodeh Hayyamah. Why do I have to learn that from Chatos? Why can't I learn that from the general Pasuk that says, and from there I know that all kachim had to be done during the day. Why would you think only Chatos has to be done during the day? Isn't there a pasuk B'yom Tzavsei is B'nei Yisrael that teaches me every single avodah has to be done during the day? Doesn't matter what type of carbon it is. So the Gemara says you're right. Kadi Naspa. It's true. We're really not learning it from Chatas. We just mentioned it. Tzorech Bir. Says the Gemara, Yodei Hayamanis. The Gemara continues. What's the third thing the Braisa said? Rabbi Akiva's Braisa said we learned from Chatas that just like Chatas had to be done with the right hand, so too all Kachem, all Avodas had to be done with the right hand. Fake the Gemara. Why do I need to learn that from Chatas? Every time it says in the Torah, Etzba. Or kahuna means yamin. Now every carbon it says had to be done by a kohen. So it always says kahuna. Once it says kahuna, I know it's yamin. I know it's with the right hand. So again, why do I have to learn shar kachim from chatas, from this hekish? Can I not learn it from this pasuk right here? Says the Gemara, you're right. Kadi naspa. We're just mentioning it. Derech aga. And again, sarach b'viva yaseima. Alternatively, sabal krab shimon. You could say the ton of this price holds a krab shimon. Da amar etzba loy bayi kuna, kuna bayi etzba. It's not true that every time it says kohen, it means yamin. Every time it says etzba, it means yamin. But not every time it says kahuna does it mean yamin. We had this earlier in the Masechta. So just because it says kohen, it doesn't mean yamin. If it says etzba, it means yamin. Not every carbon had to be done with the etzba. Chatas was done with an etzba. But not all carbonos were done with the etzba. It was done with a mizrak tizriko. Where did the etzba play a role? So being that it doesn't say etzba by all kachem, how do you know all kachem has to be done with the right hand? That's something I learned out from the carbon chatas. And then finally, it said, Osham, atzmoysa mutar, mafkol atzmoysa mutar. The fact that a kohen was allowed to benefit from the bones of a carbon is learned out from the carbon Osham. How do I know it's true by Shar Kachim? Just like Osham has this halacha, Shar Kachim is going to have this halacha as well. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. You know, we've mentioned many times the Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Lashon HaMechaber in Erechayim, Simen Aleph, Tzivkot and Hey. When the Mechaber brings this idea of Toiv Loimar Karbonos, so the Mechaber says, Toiv Loimar Parshas Akeda, Uparshas Hamon, Vaseres Adibrois, Uparshas Oila Umincha Vishlomim, Vechatas Vashem. And the Magen Avraham says, Nishalti, I was asked the question, that why does the Shulchan Aruch bring the Oila before the Chatas? We just learned Perikolatadr, and Kolatadr 101 is that the Chatas always came before the Oila. So if the Chatas always came before the Oila, why does the Shulchan Aruch mention the Oila and then the Chatas? And we've spoken out Gvaldigerid throughout our limud of Masechet Zvachim to answer this Kasha. But somebody asked me, when we asked the Kasha the first time, that he doesn't understand. What's the Magen Avraham's Kasha? Isn't that the Lashon HaPasuk? I mean, the Pasuk, that this today's daf, the Pasuk says, Zoysa Torah, where is it? La'oila ula mincha ula chatos. Can't find the Pasuk here on the side. The Pasuk mentions the Oila before the Chatas. So what's the grace of Kasha? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, Oila mincha shlam chatas v'asham. I mean, the Pasuk says, Oila mincha chatas v'asham. So it's definitely a good Ha'ara. As a matter of fact, the last time we spoke at this raid, we spoke at from Shlomo Akoyimi Vilna, who said that every time the Torah mentions Oila chatas, it always mentions the Oila before the Chatas. In the Kriya, Oila always comes first, and that's based on his Givaldig raid that he mentions in Chesek Shlomo, but he says much more by Richas in Binyan Shlomo Simon. But the truth is, I think the question's a toys. Because had the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Pasuk verbatim, I don't think the Magen Avraham would have had a kasha. He would have been quoting the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Zoysa Torah lo'oilo ula mincha ula chatas ula asham v'la miluam ula shlamim. So if the Mechaber would have said, Toiv loimar parshas oilo mincha chatas asham, then you're right. I don't think the Magen Avraham would have said Nishalti. Because all the Mechaber would be doing is quoting a Pasuk in Parshas Sava. You compare Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. But the Shulchan Aruch did not quote the Pasuk verbatim. The Shulchan Aruch had oilo before chatas like the Pasuk does. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Oilo mincha shlomim, then chatas asham. The pasuk says oyla mincha chatas asham, and then afterwards shlomim. So it's not an exact quote. So bishlomim, if it was an exact quote, I think it'd be a little bit more of an art. Regardless, it's a very nice ha'ara that the Magen Avraham makes this whole tumul and there's so much raid about the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. It's almost verbatim a lashon pasuk. It's not verbatim, but it's almost. But the bottom line is that the punchline that the Magen Avraham was bothered with is why the oyla before the chatas. That's mefurish pasuk. So it's not Torah first, oyla then the chatas. So all this raid is a little bit tzarech bait. Either way, a little bit more gemara. Amar Rava, pshitali, it's pasha to me. So going back to the halacha of dam chatas shenite zala begets. What do you have to do? You have to wash the begets. What happens if there's dam chatas lamata v'dam oyla lamayla? We also know it's only true for the carbon chatas. It's not true for shar kachim. It's not true, for example, for the carbon oil. So what happens if dam chatas would be in a beget and then dam oyla would be nites on top of the dam chatas? So there's two layers of blood now. So it says, Rav, it's pshitali, that ton kibbutz. Why? Because the dam chatas is in the beged. What's the question? But Rav, what Rav wasn't sure about was, what if dam oilo lamat of dam chatas lamayla? What if dam oilo went on the beged, and then dam chatas went on top of the dam of the oilo? Do you still need kibbutz? Meaning dam oilo doesn't need kibbutz. And the dam oilo is the dam that's touching the beged. But there's dam chatas on top of the dam oilo. So do you need kibbutz because of the dam chatas that's lamayla? Or do you not need kibbutz? What's the shayla? Do you say that the reason there's halacha of kibbutz is because of the negia? Once the dam touches the beged, that's enough to require kibbutz. The dam chatas lamayla is considered to be touching the beged, even though there's a chatzitza of dam oila, but it's considered to be touching the beged, thus there would be halacha of kibbutz. Or is it because of the bliya? Says the Gemara, Hadar Pashta, the ain't a kibbutz. Rava said there's no halacha of kibbutz. So we're mentioning dam on a beged with regards to the halachas of dam chatas. That was the primary topic of the daf of the perek. So we conclude the perek me'in apsicha, and that is with a halacha me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Oh my Rav, pshitali, it's pasha to me. Dam al bigdoi chaitzitz. If somebody has a beggar that's tame and he's sticking the beggar in a mikvah to toivel it, to be metahir it. If there's dam on the beggar, it's considered a chatzitza, thus the tefillah isn't going to be a tefillah. V'in tabachu, if the person is a butcher, and a chaitzitz, that it's not going to be a chatzitza. Because a butcher is accustomed to having blood on his baguette, thus he's not makbid. If he's not makbid, it's not going to be a problem. Really, to fully appreciate this halacha, midai raisa, in order for something to be a chatzitza, it has to be rubaya makbid. It has to be something that is on roiv of the baguette, and the person has to be makbid. If it's not on roiv of the baguette, even if the person is makbid, it's only Asa midrabana. If it's not a roiv of the beged, he's not makbid at all, it's not even asa midrabana. So we're discussing over here a little bit of dam. It's not on roiv of the beged, so we're not discussing a question of chatzitza de raisa anyway. It's only a question of chatzitza de rabana. Whether or not it's a chatzitza midrabana is totally in the person's makbid. He's not makbid. So it says Rava, it's pasha. An ordinary person is makbid to have dam on his beged. Thus it would be a chatzitza. A tabach, a butcher, he's not makbid. As a result, it won't be a problem. Revav al bigdoi, what if a person has, as Rashi says, like grease, shumin, chaleb, shaiva, he has dirt on his beged. Dalach is chaytzeitz. It's going to be chaytzeitz. Ve'im moicher revavu, but if he's in the business of selling things that involve revav, again, he's not makbid any chaytzeitz. Boy, Rava, but Rava said, what I'm not sure about is, dam revav al bigdoi ma'at. What if he has dam on his beged and revav on his bigdoi? What's the halacha? Is it a chaytzeitz or not? Says the Gemara, I don't understand the shaila. If he's only a butcher, so the dam is not a chatzitza, but they believe in revav. The revav is a chatzitza. And if he sells revav, so then the revav is not a chatzitza, but they believe in dam. The dam should be a chatzitza. So the Gemara, he does both. He sells. He's a butcher, and he also sells revav. Says the Gemara, do you say that even though a butcher doesn't care about dam and a meicher revav doesn't care about revav, but if you're a butcher and you're a meicher revav, you have blood and you have grease, so everything, that already you're makbid. Or maybe no, he's not makbid about the dam because he's a butcher. He's not makbid about the revav because he sells revav. Says the Gemara, take what comes to mind is a well-known Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, a scary Gemara. The Gemara says, Talmud Chacham Shenimtza Revav Al Bigdai. Right, where else do you have the word Revav? Talmud Chacham Shenimtza Revav Al Bigdai Chayev Misa. A Talmud Chacham has to look covered at Torah, and he has to look a certain way, and it's Lashon HaGemara, Shabbos Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, that a Talmud Chacham that has a Revav Al Bigdoy is Chayiv Misa. We've spoken that a few times, that the Pharisee Yisrael, who talks about looking in a mirror, right? It's a whole discussion we had in Masechta Sefer Yedzer, if you're allowed to look in mirrors. I mean, a woman's allowed to look in a mirror. The question is, a man allowed to look in a mirror? Is there an issue of Lo Yisulbash? So the Pharisee Yisrael famously said that Lochein, Misha Yoitse Lurchayv, somebody that walks out of the street is afraid that he might have feathers, you know, old school, back in the day. But he's afraid that he may have some lichluch. Even if he only has a suffix that he may be dirty and he may look less than bakovedig. Says it's mutter to look in a mirror. Ki gadol kavod avrius. Va'afilu l'talmid chachamim mutter. Even a Talmud Chacham that's supposed to be machmir when it comes to these halachas. Even a Talmud Chacham, shari Talmud Chacham shenimtza revav al bigdai chayev misa. Then the Pharisee Yisrael says, in general, a person has to be careful. That when he appears in front of people, he should look good. Where Kavod HaTorah has dropped 10 degrees from what it once was. We have to be very careful to uphold Kavod HaTorah, to make sure that it doesn't continue to fall. He was moided to what I had to say. So the Tiferes Yisrael says Dvarim Neflon. He says that if the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham shenimtza revav al bigdei chayiv misa, it's very serious. And what's at stake, and that's why it's so chamer. Why is he chayiv misa? What's so chamer? Big deal. What's so chumrah about it is that there's an Indian of Kavod HaTorah. And the bottom line is when a Talmud Chacham looks a certain way, it's Kavod HaTorah. And when he looks another way, to the contrary, it could be a bezayin for the Torah. So it says to Tiferes Yisrael, you want to know if you're allowed to look in the mirror, you're allowed to look L'Tayelis. He quotes the Ramah. We're not going into the sugya now. That L'Tayelis, of course, you're allowed to look. So he says, Eilecho Tayelis G'day B'mizu. Certainly now where we have to go out of our way to make sure that we uphold Kavod HaTorah. It's pashut. A person's allowed to look in the mirror to make sure that he looks handsome. But either way, that's that note, Hadron Allah Dom Chatas, but a little bit of raid. So really, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis has in it a Gemara that's tucked away, that is very, very Yisoidi, and there's many, many raid sugyas. There's like three Yarchi Kalas tucked away in about five lines of Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. So we don't learn this Gemara together, but just going back to the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, and we'll figure out how much time we have in terms of how much raid that we could speak out. So the Gemara was discussing the halacha of Koil Ashe Yiga Bifsara Yikdash. And the Gemara mentioned in the context of a Korban Chatas, that comes in contact with a Korban Shlomim, Chatas is Kachin Kadosh, meaning it's Nechol Yom V'Layla. Shlomim is Kachin Kal, meaning it's Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Layla Achas. If a Chatas comes in contact with a Shlomim, the halacha is Yikdash. Yikdash kemaya. The shlomim is eaten like the chatas. So just like the chatas is only nechaliyah and velayla, the shlomim is only going to be nechaliyah and velayla. Although a shlomim usually is eaten l'shnei yom and velayla achas, this carbon shlomim is only going to be nechal liyom and velayla. Just to play it out. Meaning the second day, you're not going to be able to eat the shlomim anymore. The reason is because you're having it a carbon chatas, a blia, of a chatas that's pasul, that you're not allowed to eat, and as a result, you won't be able to eat the shlomim. Or let's say the chatas was pasul. Let's say the chatas was a chatas psula, and it came in contact with a kosher or carbon shlomim. You're not going to be able to eat it. The reason you're not going to be able to eat it is because there's a chatas psula. The Gemara asked the kasha, then why don't you say that the assay of achilas kachin should be doicha, the lois assay of this blia of problematic chatas? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answered, e amarava, a big yisoidin, assay doicha lois assay, e nasay doicha lois assay shabbi mikdash. So it's true, assay is doicha lois assay. What's the makar? Mila bitzaras. You have to know if that maybe should be considered mikdash based on the raid that mila is a carbon, something to think about. And Sadim Betzitzis, right? Klein Betzitzis. So those are the classic cases of Asay Dechalais Asay, but that's all non-Mikdash related. But when you're learning Seyde Kachin for next year and a half, right? When you're learning Zvachim and Menachis, there's no Asay Dechalais Asay. Said Rava Yisoid, Ein Asay Dechalais Asay Shabbat Mikdash. Says Rav, I'll prove it to you. You know what my Raya is? Shenema. It says in the Torah of Etzem Leisish Berubai regarding the Karban Pesach, that you're not allowed to break a bone of the Karban Pesach. And Rav Shimon Menasseh said, Echot Etzem Sheyesh by Mayach. Right? There were certain bones of an animal that have marrow in it. There's basar inside of it. It's what's in Chazal terminology known as an etzem sheyesh b'mayach. And Reb Shimon ben Asi said that when it says in the Torah etzem leisish b'rubay, it means echad etzem sheyesh b'mayach ve'echad etzem sheyesh b'mayach. So you're sitting now to eat the carbon pesach. You have a mitzvah to eat the flesh of the carbon pesach. Do you eat all the flesh? No. You can't eat the flesh that's inside the bones. The marrow, the marich, you're not allowed to touch. Because the etzem leisish b'rubay includes in it the etzem sheyesh b'mayach. Sheyesh b'mayach. Frank Rava Kash Amai. I don't understand. Nesi asei, v'litchas lois asei. Why don't we say asei doicha lois asei? Elo says, Rava, this is checkmate. It's proof that in asei doicha lois asei shabbat mikdash. That although asei doicha lois, now when it comes to kachim, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, in asei doicha lois asei mikdash. But Tosfos asks a famous kash. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Everybody knows. Asei doicha lois asei 101. Anyone that ever learned the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos or has ever encountered the laws of Tchiyah, the most basic principle of asei doicha lois asei is be'idna. That the only time you say asei doicha lois asei is if be'idna dekama akar halav kamekai maseh. If the two things happen simultaneously. So if simultaneously a person is going to sit down, he's going to do something that on the one hand is a mitzvah asei, but on the other side is a mitzvah lois asei. So if the two things happen at the same time, we say asei deicha lois asei, right? The Ramban says in the Pirush al Torah, asei is ahava, lois asei is yira, ahava is deicha yira, it's mekalkeles es ashura. Over here you're allowed to even be over a lois asei, asei is going to be deicha lois asei. But that's only if the two things are happening at the same time. But what if at 2 o'clock in the afternoon I'm going to be over a lois asei, and then at 4 o'clock I'm going to be over an asei? It's not asei deicha lois asei. The two things have to happen. If they don't happen exactly at the same time, then you don't say asei deichalis. Afreitais akasha. What's Rava's raya from the fact that the aloch is the etzim leisish b'rubay includes in it the etzim sheish b'mayach? That you don't say asei deichalis. Asei when it comes to a lois asei shabbat mikdash. You know why you don't say asei deichalis? Asei because the two things aren't happening b'vasachas. Again, play it out. When are you over the lois asei? You're sitting down, you're eating, you break the bone, right? You crack the bone, the crackle. You are over the etzem leisish b'rubay. Afterwards, when you put the mayach into your mouth, that's when you're going to be mekayim nasei. First, you're over the lois asei, and then afterwards, you're mekayim nasei. So, freak Tosfos, and Tosfos blibes tzarech iyun. Tosfos says, I don't understand Rava. Rava felt that every mayach Shabbat Samois by a carbon pesach should be a case of asei deicha lois asei, and from the fact that the aloch is ve'etzem leisish b'rubay implies even to the mayach Shabbat Samois, that's a raya that in asei deicha lois asei shabbat mikdash, and that's how we answer this kashu with the bli of the carbon chatos. That's not asei deicha lois asei. That's a classic. It's exhibit A when you don't say asei deicha lois asei because the two things aren't happening concurrently, and if it's not be'idna, you don't say. So again, Tosfos doesn't give a tariff. But it's Yodua that the Piskei Tosfos right here, it's a great Maran Malkin for Shas, but the Piskei Tosfos on this Tosfos says a teretz, a very, very short teretz. Says the Piskei Tosfos, it's Ois Samech Tas here in Masechtas Vachim, quote, Im I Efshel L'Kayim Asei B'Inyan Acher, Loi B'Inan B'Idno D'Ma'akr Lav L'Kayim Asei. Says Tosfos, Piskei Tosfos are like halachas that come out of Tosfos. So says Tosfos, I'm going to tell you Yesod. And Tosfos doesn't explain what this Yesod is referring to, but it's clear that it's referring to our Tosfos. In other words, Piskei Tosfos said to Terence that it's sure you need the Asei and the Lois Asei to happen simultaneously in order to say Asei Deich Lois Asei. But that's only true if it's possible to be Mekayim the Asei and the Lois Asei at the same time. But let's say I'm going to be Mekayim Asei at the same time as a Lois Asei, but not mamish bevasachas, but at the same time, it's not possible for me to mekayim it otherwise. It sounds a little convoluted. The point is that when this person is going to be mekayim the asei by eating the mayach shabbat samos, it's true he's doing it after he already was over the etzem leisish b'rubay. But at the same time, it wasn't possible for him to be mekayim the asei without being over the etzem leisish b'rubay. You can't eat the mayach shabbat samos without first breaking the bone. So being that you first have to break the bone in order to get to the mayach shabbat samos, even though you're not doing them bevasachas, says the Piskei Tosfos, it's not going to be a chasarna be'idna. Because although it's true, it's not be'idna. But at the same time, this maisa that I'm doing of shviras etzem is something that I need to do in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So am I being mekayim the mitzvah at that moment? No, I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah at that moment. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah until I actually eat, I digest the mayach shabbat zomis. I know it's meyav, I know it's groinoy, whatever the halachic definition of achil is. Te'imo, but I, at the very least it has to be in my mouth. And when I break the bone, it's not in my mouth yet. Granted, but at the same time, I can't eat it without breaking the bone. So being that mitzvah of shviras etzem is necessary for the kiyum mitzvah, it's looked at as big. It's looked at as bin. Now the emes is, there's precedence for this yisoy in another Tosfos in Shas, and that is a Tosfos that appears in a few places. One of the places is Baba Basra, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And that's with regards to the infamous Chatzi Evin and Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So we're all familiar with the Chatzi Evin, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Somebody was a Chatzi Evin, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So what does he do? So it was a mission. The first mission of the Sechtes Chagig. It was Machlokes B'Shan B'Sil. Beis Hillel said, Oyved es Atzmi Yoy Mechav, that's Rabbi Yoy Mechav. Right, one day he works for himself. The next day he works for his Adon. So he satisfies the Chatzi Evin. He satisfies the Chatzi Evin. Amr B'Shan B'Sil. Tikant es Atzmi. Tikant es Rabbi. Es Atzmi like Tikant. At least a Shifcha in a Yoch. At least a Maschar in a Yoch. It's very nice. You worked out the financial situation. So the accountants all figured it out. But the problem is, how's the person supposed to get married? How's he supposed to do that? He can't get married. Why? He can't marry a Shifcha because he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And he can't marry a Bas Chayrin because he's a Chatzi Eben. Not to get married is also not an option. So what's the option? So how in the world is... So what's he supposed to do? Elo koifen es rabbi for koisav lebes get shichur. And the Mishnah famously says, v'chazru beisilu lahayrois kidiri besham. Sil came around and they were moida to beshamai chagigah da beis amin aleph and many places in Shabbat. Freik tois zakash. I don't understand the problem. Chatzi v'chatzi b'chayrin can't get married. He can't marry a shifcha because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. Yovai asay the pruvu that the chatzi ben chayrin has. The yidcha the loisa say lo yir kodesh that says that a man's not let him marry a shifcha. Why do you say asay the loisa say? Let the asay a pruvu be doicha the loisa say. This is Tosfos kasha throughout Shas, and Tosfos says many terutz. Each teretz that Tosfos says is worthy of a week of raid. Each teretz is more yisoidi than the next. But Tosfos' first teretz is as follows. V'oim Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The be'idna de me'aka lab. You want to tell me, I say de'chalei, says no, there's no tchia. Because the two things don't happen at the same time. Because it's not be'idna. You know why? The be'idna de me'aka lab, no me'kayim aseh. The me'shas haraka akalab. When are you over all Yisrei Bia? All Yisrei Bia, you're over. It's a Gemara in Perek Abba Yevimtoi. Six Perek in Masachtas Yevomis. Me'shas haraka. Chilas Bia, that's already chay Yisrei Bia. So you don't need Shechvazera and Gemar Bia. Once there's a Harot, Chilas Bia, that constitutes already all Yisrei Bia. So the Lois HaSev Lo Yir Kodesh starts when Mishas Harot Vaseidur Puruvu. What do you Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu? Lo Yir Mekayim Ad Gemar Bia. That you're not Mekayim until the Gemar Bia. So says Rabbeinu Yitzchak, you want to know why there's an Aseid the Lois HaSev? It's Pashit. Says, you know why there's no Tchir? Because it's not Be'idna. First you over the lav, and only afterwards you mekayim naseh. Kind of Rav Shlomo Eger in a tshuva, tis greisa tata, Rav Kiva Eger, and it's printed in tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. I think it's Reish Chaf Aleph, Reish Chaf Beis, Reish Chaf Gimel. It's somewhere there. It's one of the last tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. So freik Rav Shlomo Eger to Rav Kiva Eger. Isn't this mamish the Piskei Tosfos? This is the Piskei Tosfos. Piskei Tosfos said that even though the Shfiras Etzem of the Karban Pesach doesn't happen simultaneously with the Achilas Karban Pesach, but there's no problem with Be'idna. Why is there no problem with Be'idna? Because at the end of the day, you need to break the Etzem in order to be able to eat the Mayach Shabbat Tzomos. So even though when I break the Etzem, I'm not doing the mitzvah, that's true, but I need to break the Etzem to do the mitzvah. So it's like Litzarech Mitzvah. I mean that it's Litzarech Mitzvah. That's enough for it to be considered Be'idna. So you can't do a Gemara Bia without a Tchilas Bia. So it's true, Bishas, the Tchilas Bia, there's already the Lois HaSev LaYir Kodesh, and you don't have the mitzvah Puruvu until the Gemara Bia, but you can't do a Gemara Bia without a Tchilas Bia. So it comes out, Bishas, the Tchilas Bia, it's Litzarech the Mitzvah. It's no different than the Shviras Etzem for the Mayach Shabbat Tzomos. And Tainit Reb Shlomo Eger. So Vazach Tois is not Be'idna. Has with the Piskei Tosfos. But then Rav Shlomo Eger says something very geschmack. Tosfos gives three other terutzim, like we said, with tons of raid. There's all, what's Tosfos' discussion even? This should be the end of the discussion. Why is this Tosfos throughout Shaz 15, 25 lines long with all the... It's Pasha. You have a Kasha. Asei Deichalois, it's not Be'idna. Once it's not Be'idna, it's over. Checkmate. Right? There's certain terutzim that end the conversation. It's like, for example, let's say the Gemara would say that it's a lois asei vasei. Okay, so it's not a kasha anymore. So I'm going to give you five reasons why there's no tchir. Number one, in asei deichalois asei vasei. And I'm tell you four other chadushim. I don't tell you chadushim. Once you tell me it's a lois asei vasei, we know. Asei is deichalois asei, but it's not deichalois asei vasei. Be'idna is tchir 101. So Frank of Shlomo Eger, why is Tosfos even going weiter? Tosfos should have just said it's not Be'idna. You know why Tosfos wasn't going? Because he's not sure about the svara. Because the truth is not posh that it's not Be'idna. You know why it's not posh? Because it's telling this Piskei Tosfos. The bottom line is that Tosfos in Zvachin, that Tzadik Zayin of Abyss, that asked the Kash, the Lechayru, the Shvira, that's some of the Korban Pesach, and that the Achlus, the Pesach, the Mitzvah, the Achilles, the Korban Pesach, not Be'idna. Frank, Taisa Kasha. Right, it's not B'idna. Zok, the Piskei Taisis, maybe it isn't a Chasar na B'idna. Taisa not sure. Taisa wipes Sarchiyin. Piskei Taisis says the Teretz. Taisa unsure of the Svara. That's the beer in this Taisa over here in Bava Basra. Dafim Gimel Aman Aleph. And the same Taisa in Chagiga that Beis. And all the other places Taisa appears. Because the Shaila, whether we should look at it as B'idna or not, on the one hand, it's true, it's not B'idna. But then again, you can't do the mitzvah without doing what you're doing, b'shasi being the over the law. So even though you're not being mekayim the mitzvah at the time that you're being over the law, but you're doing something that's necessary in order for you to do the mitzvah. Bottom line is, Rishlein the Eger was mitzayin. This Tosfos, it's very obvious, sushtel, to Tosfos over here. The question is, what's the svara? What's the svara of the Piskei Tosfos? At the end of the day, I'm not doing the mitzvah. So, pashup shad, and if you take a look, Reb Ki Eger, Chedush Reb Ki Eger, right here, Zvachim Tzadik Zayin Amat Beis, and the Shayis Aryeh, in Turi Evan, Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Beis, Shneim Nischavnu L'Dover Echa, they both say it come out the same way. And that is, that although it's true that when you break the bone, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, Achilas Karban Pesach, but being that you have to break the bone in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, breaking the bone is considered that the Mitzvah started. It's, just to keep it simple, I know the Lumden might not be happy with this, but just to keep it simple, it's at the very least a Hechsher Mitzvah. And being that it's at the very least a Hechsher Mitzvah, it comes out the Shviras Etzem is not just some random event. It's not that I was over the law at 2 o'clock, I mean, can I say it 4 o'clock? Oh, it's not bad now, I'm off by 2 hours. No. When I was over the lav, although I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, but I was doing the hechsher mitzvah. I was doing something that's l'tzarech mitzvah. That's enough for it to be considered be'idna. And even though it's pashit, a hechsher mitzvah is not the chalos hazeh. Maybe according to the Yerushalmi that says you make a brechas mitzvah on a hechsher mitzvah, we spoke about that. I see, it's look at the Tosfos brings himself. So maybe. But pashtus, of course, is no aseh doi chalos hazeh, according to the Bavli, when it comes to a hechsher mitzvah. But over here, what's being doicha is not the hechsher mitzvah. What's being doicha is the mitzvah. The Achilas Pesach. We just have a Be'idna issue. It's a technicality. We have a Be'idna problem. Hechsher mitzvah is enough to make it Be'idna to allow the mitzvah to be Deicha. But the point is, it's not just a random event. You're right. If one is now and the other one's later, I'll say Nemar Be'idna. But being that I'm being Oisik in the mitzvah, albeit Hechsher mitzvah, and granted, Hechsher mitzvah itself is not Deicha. But I don't need the Hechsher mitzvah to be Deicha because I'm going to do the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is what's going to be Deicha. But at the end of the day, the issue was be'idna. The fact that I'm being oisik in the hechsher mitzvah, that's enough for it to be a be'idna. But I'll just tell you, this whole svara, Tosfos and Zvachim and the Piskei Tosfos, Tosfos above the Basra Daf Yud Gimel, the Turi Evan, Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Shloim Eger, all this raid, Nemes is, there's another important Ma'ar Makom where it's Kamat Mefurish in the Rishonim, and this is another classic Ma'ar Makom. That is in Perek Eilu Metzias. So Perek Eilu Metzias, The Gemara discusses the laws of Hashavas Aveda. Now, one of the halachas that we're all familiar with is that a kohen is not obligated to go into a Beis HaKvaris and return an Aveda. And the Gemara discusses why a kohen is not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaris. It's learned that from a pasuk, v'salamta pamim shahat misalim. And the Gemara asks the kasha, why do you need a pasuk of pamim shahat misalim? Why don't you say that, and the Gemara gets involved in Chia, without going to the whole Gemara. The Gemara gets involved in Chia. And the Gemara, the Hamamina, that the say of Ashava Saveda should be doicha the lois say of the Kohen going into the Beis HaKfaris. There's such a Hamamina in the Gemara. And the Gemara said it doesn't work. You know why? Why it doesn't work? Because going for a Kohen to be metame the Beis HaKfaris, it's not just a question of a lois say, it's a lois say vasay. So in the course of the Gemara's discussion of Kohen Beis HaKfaris, which again we all know is learned out from a pasuk, Pomim Sha'at Mesalim, right? But there's a concept of Pomim Sha'at Mesalim. In that conversation, the Gemara discusses Chia, and the Gemara says, maybe the Asay should be Doicha the Lois Asay. The Gemara says, no, because Ein Asay, Doicha Lois Asay Vasay. So the Muki Yosef on that Gemara in Eilu Metzias brings a Kasha. He says, Iku dem actually me high time. So I don't understand. What was the Havamina of the Gemara that you should say Asay Doicha Lois Asay? In order to say Asay Doicha Lois Asay, Frank the Muki Yosef, it has to be Be'idna. You need at the same exact time the over the lois to say also mekayim naseh. In this case, is it going to be be'idna? A kohen sees his friend Chaim Yankel's aveda in the base house. Oh, Chaim Yankel's been looking all over for this. I see it. It's in the cemetery. I'm a kohen. I hear it. Maybe I can go in because when I get the aveda and I bring it to Chaim Yankel, I'm going to be mekayim naseh. So let the aseh be doicha the lois. Frank the Muki Yosef, what kind of habamid is this? What's going on over here? When the kohen walks into the base house forest, he's over the lois aseh. When's he going to be mekayim the mitzvah? When he goes back to Chaim Yankel and he knocks on his door and he gives it to him. So l'chura, it's not be'idna. If it's not be'idna, what's the havamina that you should say? I say, that's the Muki Yosef's kasha. Zok the Muki Yosef, I'm skipping. The Haran Barzal. also known as the Ramban. The Ramban's al tirets. The hoche nami over here. Bishod de ovar alav kaimase. It's not a problem. It's true, says the Ramban, that when this Kohen would walk into the Beis HaKfaris, at that moment, is he being Mekayim the Mitzvah? No, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. He's not Mekayim the Mitzvah until he knocks on Chaim Yankel's door. But at the same time, he's being Isaac in the Mitzvah. And even though he wasn't Goyim the Mitzvah at that point, says the Ramban, Mabekach, who cares? And says the Ramban, I'll prove it to you. Gam mitzvahs miloloi nigmara adapara. Tikam lo mavaloi para, kiloloi mo. Vloi matina, lakidam rina vachulu vachulu. Says one of the classic examples of asei dechaloisa saying shas is mila b'tzaras. You're not allowed to cut off a nega tzaras. So what if a child was born and he has a nega tzaras on the arlo? Do you do mila? You don't do mila. So that's an example of when you say asei dechaloisa. It's a loisa vasei. Taisus kash and perga blessed the mila. Mila's yud gimel brises. That's why it could even be dechaloisa vasei. But the Gemara always brings mila b'tzaras as an example of asei dechaloisa. Break the Ramban. What's going on over here? When are you over the Isser of cutting off the Nega? When you cut off the Nega. When you cut off the Nega, the child's not Mal. You aren't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet. You have to do Mila and you have to do Priya. And Mal Paras Kilu Loi Mal. So that means you didn't do it yet. So how do you say Asay Deichalay Sasay? And the Teretz is, because even though when you do the Maisa Mila, the Chaticha Sa'arla, you weren't Goymer the Mitzvah, but you're being Isaac in the Mitzvah. And once you're being Isaac in the Mitzvah, that's enough for it to constitute the Idna. Says the Ramban. The same thing is going to be regarding Hashem HaSadeh. As it relates to Hashavas Havedo, you're asking Akasha that Luchura, what was the Havah meaning to say? I said the Chalais to say when the Kohen goes into the Beis HaKfaris, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah yet. So what's the Kasha again? The Kasha is it's not Be'idna. The Teretz is it's true, it's not Be'idna. But at the same time, you're being Oisek B'mitzvah. So this Svara of the Piskei Toisvis, the Svara of that Toisvis seems to be back and forth with unsure of in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel, the way the Shagasari of Kivayga with Mazba. It's based on this idea of Be'idna. Maybe it's enough that you're being Isaac in the Mitzvah. Seems to be a Mefurish Ramban. In Perek Eilu Metzias, we're going to leave about a week's worth of raid on the table.